The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Wednesday, January 2nd, 2013, and Presidential Release number 413. We have a nice new year to work with here. 2013 has begun. And I'm looking forward to all of the challenges that we have in 2013. It should be a great time to be alive. 2012 was too. It also had its challenges, but we're moving now into the next year. I'm sorry to begin this release by telling you that Brad Greenspan of New York died on December 13th. He was a man with an unusual personality. He did believe in the Federation thoroughly. He was actively trying to work with it from the beginning of the day till the end. I am sorry to have to tell you that he died. Please keep him in your prayers. Jean Parker, who is the wife of E.U. Parker. E.U. Parker was a member of the board of the NFB and also a member of the board of the Tenbrook Fund, died on December 30th. She was 85 years old. She was a very quiet lady. She made the best pear cake I've ever eaten, I do believe. She was a very strong supporter of E.U. Parker, her husband, and she was a strong supporter of the Federation, and she gave scholarships to the organization. She was a really very fine lady. I'm sorry to have to tell you of her death, and you might pray for her as well. This year we're having a scholarship program, as we have had in the past, and Patty Chang is once again chairing the scholarship committee here for an announcement about the scholarship program for 2013 is Patty Chang.
Good morning, fellow Federationists. I'm in Baltimore this week, and I'm taking this opportunity to talk to you about scholarships. I don't know any student yet that doesn't need money, so please visit our webpage, www.nfb.org/scholarships. All of us as Federationists need to promote this valuable program. We have the largest program in the country. Let's get those applications in. They are due in our offices by March 31st, 2013.
On the last presidential release, I talked with you about the Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities, which is a convention that we helped to craft with the World Blind Union in the United Nations. That came to a vote in early December on the Senate floor. I told you that it would be coming for a vote. It had to receive 66 positive votes in order to pass. It received 61. It was voted down, therefore, by a vote of 61 in favor to 38 against. We will be working to try to get that convention adopted by the Senate of the United States. There has been a great deal of misinformation about this particular convention. On the other hand, it does expand possibilities for opportunities to be enhanced for disabled people throughout the world, and I suspect even some in the United States, and I urge that we support this. I know that some of you have called me to say that you've heard negative reports about the convention. I don't think the negative reports are at all accurate, and I urge that we support this. We will be doing it in the Senate during this coming congressional session. Speaking about the coming congressional session, we will be gathering in D.C., and we will be gathering at the usual place. This is the Holiday Inn Capitol at 550 C Street Southwest. The great gathering in meeting happens on Monday, February 4. The meeting will occur at 5 o'clock. We have a lot to cover in this meeting. If you don't have your reservations, which you should by now have, Then you got to get a hold of Diane McGeorge and talk to her about a reservation. She can be reached at 303-778-1130, extension 219. Get a hold of Diane McGeorge to make a reservation if you need to do that. But I hope you already have your reservation, and I hope that all of our states will be represented this time in the Washington Seminar. We have three items to cover at the Washington Seminar. We have one that is coming up that will be very familiar, and that has to do with our support of fair wages. We're going to have a meeting here on the 15th of January, which invites all of the disabled groups from the United States to come to do joint planning on support for the fair wages bill that will be coming up again in this new Congress. Of course, the old Congress goes away and is no more at the end of the congressional season, and the new Congress starts this week. Consequently, we will be having a new Congress, and we'll have new bill numbers and all that. We don't have them yet, but we will be having them, and we're going to talk about fair wages, elimination of subminimum wages on the 15th of January here at the National Federation of the Blind headquarters. We're going to have a meeting for all participating disability organizations that wish to come to the meeting so that we can do joint planning on that subject. We've had a number of people who've said they're going to be coming to it already, and we're inviting all who want to come to participate in it. John Perret, who directs our work on Capitol Hill and manages all of the department that deals with Capitol Hill and other things, will be there. I will be there. We're going to be hosting this meeting. It will be an exciting meeting for joint planning on how we can determine that there will no longer be subminimum wages in the United States. We're having the meeting on the 15th of January, but then we're having the Washington Seminar, and that happens the first full week in February. So the great gathering in starts on the 4th at 5 o'clock. I want you to be there to participate, to go over to Capitol Hill the days afterward, the 5th, 6th, and 7th, and tell the members of the Congress what kinds of things need to be done in order to enhance opportunity for blind Americans. Now, we have presentations by our representatives who will be on Capitol Hill to tell us about the actions that are being proposed. Here are Anil Lewis, Jesse Hartle, and Lauren McClarney.
Thank you, Dr. Maurer. I'm equally excited about our Washington Seminar and definitely really ready to put our hard work around our fair wages effort. Yes, we will be introducing new fair wages legislation in the 113th Congress, and we will, in Federation style, make sure that we build on the momentum that we've already established to make sure that every person with a disability is guaranteed a federal minimum wage, just like every other American citizen. Now, we're in the process of talking with members of Congress, and hopefully by the time our members arrive in D.C., we'll have the bill sponsored and introduced. If not, I'm sure that our Federation family will make sure that it happens during the Washington Seminar. Here again, just a recap. I'm sure most of you are very familiar with our efforts. We're trying to repeal this 70-year-old discriminatory provision. And you say it with me. It's an unfair, immoral, discriminatory provision that we must see repealed. Right now, current law, Section 14C of the Fair Labor Standards Act, allows employers to pay people with disabilities less than the minimum wage. We have documentation of people with disabilities actually being paid as little as 3 cents per hour. No matter how they try to justify this as some tool for employment or a way for people with disabilities to get out of the house, we know that it's wrong. We understand in the Federation that given the proper training, opportunity, and support, that people with all types of disabilities can perform a task worthy of earning the minimum wage or more. We've got to make sure that we close these custodialistic daycare centers and replace them with training centers that allow an individual to capitalize on their unique skills, talents, and abilities. By repealing Section 14C, we will start that evolution. We will help every employer who has been exploiting people with disabilities for these so many years come into this enlightened era, recognize the potential of all people with disabilities, and we will pass fair wages for workers with disabilities. Our legislation will repeal this responsibly over a reasonable amount of time, making sure that those pieces that need to be put in place for the responsible transition of people from these subminimum wage work environments into competitive integrated employment occurs. Thank you for listening, and I will next yield as much time as my colleague will take. I introduce to you Mr. Jesse Hartle. See you in D.C.
I'd like to thank the gentleman for yielding the floor to me to discuss another important issue that we'll be dealing with at the Washington Seminar. First of all, greetings, fellow Federationist. I look forward to seeing you at the Washington Seminar. The issue that I will be leading during the Washington Seminar and in the 113th Congress is an issue that was brought to our attention by the National Association of Blind Veterans. It deals with a program currently run by the military called Space Available. And the Space Available program allows a number of military personnel and retired veterans to travel on military transport planes if there is space available. However, this program does not allow those individuals who were disabled in the service of our country to participate in this program because they don't have the time in to be retired. Many are either separated from the military or receive medical discharges, and they are not allowed to fly space available in this program. I think that if the highest price that can be paid to the service of this country is an individual who loses their life in combat or in service to our country, the next highest price is to those individuals who survive combat or survive training accidents but have been disabled in the service to our country. And we need to correct this error in the law that denies these individuals the right to travel space available. This legislation was introduced by Congressman Bilirakis of Florida late in the 112th Congress and by the late Senator Inouye, who was a champion of this issue in the Senate. We are currently working with Congressman Bilirakis to reintroduce this legislation, and we are working to find a Senate sponsor that will take the work of Senator Inouye, who supported this issue so fervently over the past couple of sessions of Congress, and to complete the work that he started. I look forward to working with you all on this very important issue for blind veterans and for the other issues that we will be pushing forward in the 113th Congress. I will now be pleased to yield to my colleague, Lauren McLarney, to talk about our third issue. Thank you very much, and see you in Washington.
Thank you to the gentleman from Louisiana, and I will not be yielding my time to anybody because I'm the last of the government affairs specialists to present to you all today. We have a brand new issue this year at Washington Seminar. As many of you might have remembered, several years ago, the National Federation of the Blind urged Congress to develop an accessible instructional material commission to investigate the inaccessibility of e-readers, websites, digital journals, and other instructional materials used in the post-secondary education market. The results of this commission investigation were very disappointing, showing that the overwhelming amount of instructional materials are inaccessible to blind students, perpetuating a separate but equal approach to education. We are taking action on the recommendations made in that commission report. We have developed a brand new bill, the Technology, Education, Accessibility in College and Higher Education Act, or otherwise we will note it as TEACH, which takes action on the recommendation made in the AIM Commission report that calls on the Access Board to develop accessibility standards for instructional materials used in college and other institutions of higher education. We will not allow blind students to be discriminated against in classrooms, and this bill calls on the Access Board and institutions of higher education to stop the practice. It will also encourage manufacturers to make their products fully accessible to blind students, blind faculty members, and just general blind users. The TEACH bill will be one of our brand new issues this year at Washington Seminar, and we will need the full weight of the National Federation of the Blind so that it gets off to a strong start in the new Congress. I hope everybody comes ready to teach their members of Congress. See you all then.
Thanks to Anil, Jesse, and Lauren. Anil's one of his favorite foods is tater tots. Lauren is a vegetarian, and Jesse likes meat, and they'd like some in every pot. A tater tot in every pot, says Anil, and the others have their own foods to put in the pot. They'll look forward to seeing you at the Washington Seminar, and so will I. We have been trying to get equal access to information, as you know, and we've been out there to visit Amazon at its headquarters in Seattle. We went out on the 12th of December. There were more than 100 of us out on the street in front of Amazon because Amazon keeps building products that cut the blind out of access to information. And we've told them that they shouldn't do it, and they know how to change it, but they won't. They've said that they're with us in spirit, but they never build the products so that we can use them. And we had lots of folks on the street to tell them that we weren't going to stand that kind of discrimination anymore. A lot of the folks inside hadn't realized that Amazon was doing this. They thought that Amazon was a great company, and a bunch of them came out to talk to us, and some said, "What do you mean discrimination?" And then some said, "Well, you know, it takes a long time to build accessibility." And we thought, lots of other people have done it lots faster than Amazon. Is it that they don't want to, or are they just not smart enough to build the stuff that other people build so well and so easily? They've got to come into this century and recognize that all participants using the kind of products that give access to information have a right to the same kind of information. We said it to them on the 12th of December, and we're going to say it further. We're going to be making some plans to get access to information. I want you to know that matters are moving forward. In addition to that, we've been working with the World Intellectual Property Organization over in Geneva. It's part of the United Nations. We've been talking with them about how blind people want access to digital information that can go across country borders. There's been a lot of talk about whether or not it's a good idea to share information from one country to another that blind people can use to read books and other documents that give us access to the educational systems and to the government programs and other things like that. A diplomatic conference has been called for. The United States agreed to support the call for a diplomatic conference. This diplomatic conference will happen in June, probably in Morocco. We will be participating in that. We will be one of the organizations invited to join in the diplomatic conference to talk about how important it is to get access to information for blind people in this country and around the world. Joe Ruffalo sends me a message. He says on January 16th, this is a Wednesday, he will be hosting the Through Our Eyes program, which is a program about disability and blindness that occurs on the internet. He will interview John Perret, who will be talking about the importance of the Washington Seminar, and he will be talking about the items that will be featured at the Washington Seminar. If you want to call in to ask questions, you dial 1-888-572-0141. Or if you want to listen to the program, you can do it on the phone at 347-215-7037. If you want to get on the computer and observe the program on the computer, you can do it at www.throughoureyes, that's throughoureyes.org. Or you can go to www.nfbnj.org. to find more about the program, all from Joe Ruffalo, the host of Through Our Eyes. I have a note here from California which says, "My name is Raquel Desapeda. I am the secretary of the NFB of California San Fernando Valley chapter. We are very proud and very happy about a project that we did this past holiday party, and we want to share it with you and the rest of the NFB members in the nation. We thought this is a story that might suit the presidential release. We will be updating our chapter website if you want to look at it. We hope that you have a wonderful holiday season." And it says, "The San Fernando Valley chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of California held its annual holiday party on December 8. We spent a joyous afternoon in the company of more than 30 of our Federation family, and we had a great meal together. Inasmuch as the holidays are all about celebrating long-standing traditions, we decided to start a new one that we hope will catch on with many other chapters and become a nationwide NFB tradition. we decided to reach out to our local community and adopt a blind child and her family. We partnered with the Therapeutic Living Center for the Blind. We chose one of their clients, Gisela Martinez and her family, 6-year-old Gisela, 3-year-old Daniela, and 6-month-old Jacob and their mother. After we ate, we were treated to the singing of Christmas songs by this family. We also played a number of fun games, and we waited for what might have been a surprise when Santa Claus had the children all excited. Santa Claus arrived with a large bag of gifts and goodies for the children. We recommend this kind of a holiday season, and we recommend that chapters consider adopting a blind child in the community. The 2013 convention of the National Federation of the Blind will take place in Orlando, Florida on July from the 1st through the 6th at the Rosen Center Hotel at 9840 International Drive, Orlando, Florida, 32819. Make your room reservations as soon as possible with the Rosen Center. You can call 800-204-7234. The 2013 room rates are singles, doubles, and twins at $79, triples and quads at $85. In addition to the room rates, there will be a tax, which at present is 13.5%. No charge will be made for children under 17 in the room with parents, as long as no extra bed is requested. The hotel is accepting reservations now. A $90 per room deposit is required to make a reservation. 50% of the deposit will be refunded if notice is given to the hotel of a reservation cancellation before May 31, 2013. The other 50% is not refundable. Rooms will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Reservations may be made before June 1, 2013, assuming that rooms are still available. After that time, the hotel will not hold our room block for the convention. In other words, you should get your reservation in as soon as possible to make sure that you participate in the convention in 2013 in Orlando. In 2013, the NFB is launching a new athletic fundraising event in the Baltimore community. We want to encourage blind runners to plan to be with us for this important and unique race to change what it means to be blind. Save the date. The NFB Harbor 7 will take place on Sunday, June 9, 2013. Registration for the 4- and 7-mile races will open on February 1, 2013. Additional information about the race will be available soon. We will plan to assist blind runners in finding guide runners from the Baltimore community if needed. For those not built for speed, you can plan to walk in the event. Questions about the race may be sent to Harbor 7, H-A-R-B-O-R, and the numeral 7 at nfb.org. This brings me to the end of the presidential release, and I have some of the customary endings. Fred Wurzel of Michigan says, "What did the bartender ask Charles Dickens when he ordered a martini? Oliver Twist." Amy Phelps of Virginia says, "Why is your nose not 12 inches long? If so, it would be a foot." Or, "Why did the boy go out with a prune? Because he couldn't find a date."
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.